This is Daguerreau's Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. This is flyer number 640, entitled How to Convert a Monoconscious Feminist into a Biconscious Feminist. Description. This flyer introduces the two main ways that biconscious masculists can use to convert monoconscious feminists into becoming biconscious feminists, and hence stop their contemptible misandry. The first approach is to use simple logic, presenting masculist and MGTOW arguments to high IQ monoconscious feminists who have open minds and are open to persuasion by coherent masculist and MGTOW theorists. Most monoconscious feminists, however, will be too closed-minded, too brainwashed by monoconscious feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, that to convert them to biconsciousness will involve punishing them severely and very painfully by targeting the monoconscious men in their lives, by converting these men to biconsciousness, so that these men see the monoconsciousness of their monoconscious feminist as bigoted, so become disgusted and then dump these women. When millions of monoconscious feminists have been so pained, they will be motivated to become biconscious, thus putting society firmly on the path to men's lib, the men fearing of the gender laws, and teaching society that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. Flyer itself. How to convert a monoconscious feminist into a biconscious feminist, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. Email profhugodaguerreau@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreau.wordpress.com. I would say that probably 95%+ of feminists at the time of writing, that's September 2023, are monoconscious. That is, they have only had their feminist consciousness raised and know nothing about how women oppress men. So by definition, they are not biconscious. These women are not being informed by the mainstream media about masculist and MGTOW ideas, so remain largely ignorant of the idea that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. To masculists, even rape, which is one of the worst ways that men oppress women, is seen by masculists as rather small beer, since women's gender crimes against men, such as women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering, are seen by masculists as truly horrible, a hated and a war issue to masculists. A recent and reputable poll taken by Pew, P-E-W, Research Center, found that over 60% of young men between 18 and 30 in the US not only reject marriage and paternity due to the takeover of the divorce courts by the feminists in the 70s, but they don't even date women, finding young women undateable due to the fact that these young women are so strongly influenced by feminism, monoconscious feminism, which teaches young women that gender oppression is a one-way street. So, of course, these young women, in their millions, feel quite justified in being angry at men for the ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, etc. So they lash out at men in public, thus making a whole generation of young women repulsive to young men. So it's not surprising that young men, over half of them, have already chosen to ignore young women, forcing them to rot on the shelf by not dating them. What these young men don't yet have, in most cases, are masculist intellectual tools, which would enable them to fight back against the awful misandry of these young monoconscious feminists and to crush this misandry with powerful masculist arguments, which enable young men to see monoconscious feminists as sexist, hypocritical bigots who deserve to be screamed at for their hypocritical misandry, given that women oppress men far worse, especially women's manslavery and the butchery of one father in four in the hated, fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts, both being war issues to masculists who have a real hatred of fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges who butcher one father in four on a daily basis. The masculists and MGTOWs are currently having a hard time spreading their messages to society due to the Femmafia, F-E-M-A-F-I-A. That is, the feminist media mafia, who have a near monopoly over gender political discussion in the mainstream media, who interpret any male criticism of women as just more misogyny and hence something to be fought against. So they use their editorial power to block the appearance of masculist and MGTOW ideas in their media outlets. To masculists, who see women as oppressing men far worse than vice versa, this femmafia and monoconsciousness is something to be hated. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites, as sexist bigots, who are severely punished by being screamed at, accused of being sexist hypocrites, who deserve to have their fucking heads bitten off, which is now happening at a growing frequency as masculist and MGTOW ideas continue to spread and spread via the internet, via the manosphere, that is, men who talk about men's issues on the internet, now reaching millions of young men's minds and increasingly converting monoconscious feminists into biconscious feminists, the very title of this flyer. In 2023, over 60% of young men in the US refused to date women. In a few years, that percentage may be over 80%, which will cause an avalanche of female panic as it dawns on these young women that they truly are not going to have babies, which will drive them crazy. We can expect a mass conversion of young women to female masculism as they put real emotional energy into the question, quote, "Why are so many young men refusing to date us, let alone marrying us and giving us their sperm?" Question mark. The masculists and MGTOWs have yet to really break through to the mainstream media. So getting to that stage, that is when most of the population of a nation can be informed of men's issues, will require the breakthrough of women's, of monoconscious feminists, prejudice and ignorance of men's issues by a hefty confrontation by biconscious masculists against these women. This flyer provides the two main ways that biconscious masculists can attack viciously the monoconscious bigotry and ignorance of feminists, converting them into biconscious feminists. Otherwise, they won't have a man in their lives, since already 60%+ of young men in the US refuse to date. There are two main approaches that biconscious masculists can use to convert monoconscious feminists into being biconscious feminists. The first main approach is to use simple logic, reason. Not all women are driven largely by their feelings, who do have high IQs, who can be persuaded by a strong logical argument. People like myself are putting powerful masculist arguments on the internet on a regular basis that women can read. But at the time of writing, only a small minority of women are being influenced, but masculist and MGTOW messages are getting across, resulting in a growing number of female masculists coming out of the woodwork, who also make videos on the internet, constituting a female wing to the manosphere. I've had a personal experience of this kind of thing in my own life. During a 9-month break from my current girlfriend, I was dating for a while a woman who was a full professor of history, to whom I explained the main ideas of masculism for about half an hour. These ideas were entirely new to her, but she said later that they made perfect sense, so that when I said to her, quote, "So you're now a female masculist?" exclamation mark, question mark. She replied, "Yes." There are some smart women out there who only need to be presented one time with a very powerful masculine arguments to become convinced that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. So on campus, when a biconscious masculine is confronting a monoconscious feminist who seems to have an open mind, who is willing to listen to what the masculines have to say, he can tell her that, quote, "It was men who liberated women by giving women science-based medicine, the pill, household gadgets, higher education, etc., so that women now have a life expectancy of 85 years and hence a career window of half a century. So the masculines are now standing up, pointing the finger at women and accusing women, quote, now that women can work, they must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get women killed by being totally ignored, forced to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at," end quote. Masculines put powerful moral pressure on women to FIP up, that is, become FIPs, that's financially independent persons, by bothering to get career-competent educations at high school and college so that they can be FIPs as adults and not fluffy style, expect to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him and for one father in four, divorce raping him, destroying his life. Masculines have such a hatred of fluffies that we effectively exterminate them by totally ignoring them, forcing them to rot on the shelf. To masculines, manslavery is the worst of all gender crimes in either direction, from men against women or women against men. Masculines have such a hatred of these gender criminal women, that is, fluffies and fluffy feminists, that we are at war against them and aim to wipe their fluffy and fluffy feminist genes off the face of the earth by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them. Probably, the majority of monoconscious feminists will not have the intelligence to be able to quickly absorb masculine ideas and hence become biconscious feminists. So what can masculines and MGTOWs do with such dumber, more closed-minded women? The answer is to punish them, to really hurt them at the psychological deepest level, and that is to target the significant men in their lives by teaching their husbands, partners, boyfriends, sons, etc., masculist ideas, so that these currently monoconscious male feminists become biconscious. If these targeted men become biconscious faster, than their monoconscious feminist wives, partners, girlfriends, mothers, etc., then with their new biconsciousness, they will find the monoconsciousness of their wives, partners, girlfriends, mothers, etc., bigoted. These men will then become disgusted and will then probably dump these women, causing millions of women to suffer real psychological pain as they lose the male love of their lives. Since 99.5% of women are heterosexual, this strategy of the masculines is proving very effective. Even the most rabid of feminazi cunts still have a penis in their lives. When millions of monoconscious feminists suffer this terrible pain, this horrible rejection by the male love interest in their lives, they will motivate them. That will motivate them strongly to understand why the masculines and MGTOWs hate them so much. These monoconscious feminists will then learn masculines and MGTOW ideas and become, by definition, bi-conscious. As millions of women go through this painful process, it's inevitable that female journalists and media women will start reporting on masculines and MGTOW ideas, thus spreading it to the masses and thus waking up both sexes, that is, by teaching men masculines and MGTOW ideas, and by teaching women that if they don't become bi-conscious, they will face a serious risk of losing the man in their lives. In time, the number of books written by masculines and MGTOW will be enough for men's studies courses to be taught at universities. This is one of my aims, so I have collated 600 plus of my masculine flyers into a tome that can be used at universities to teach young men about masculine ideas. Before millions of monoconscious feminists become familiar with Masker's and MGTOW ideas, there will be millions of bitter, verbally violent confrontations between monoconscious feminists and biconscious masculists, as very angry, hateful masculists bite the fucking heads off monoconscious feminists, haranguing them out of the room, accusing them of being monoconscious feminazi cunts. Learn some masculism, you sexist, hypocritical bigots. Learn how much more that women oppress men with women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, etc., which are horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. You hypocritical, gender-politically ignorant bitches. If you were to keep your boyfriend, it's in your self-interest to learn some masculism and become bi-conscious before he does. Since if you don't, and he starts looking at your monoconsciousness with his bi-conscious eyes, then he will see you as a bigot and he will dump your ass. We masculists are fed up with your misandry. So now that we are intellectually armed with masculist ideas, we fight back. We bite your fucking heads off, you misandrist feminazi cunts. We punish you so severely that we effectively exterminate you, forcing you to rot on the shelf, spat at by most men, as most men become infected with the masculist virus, who don't tolerate your misandrist, monoconscious, feminazi bitchery. So, become biconscious or die, you hated, monoconscious, feminazi bigots. That's MFBs. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women. An e-textbook of 640 plus masculist flyers for men's study.